Welcome to Uncovering 33.3, where this isn't just a podcast. It's a place to feel seen, heard, and deeply loved. Hello, everyone. I am excited to have you here with me today. Welcome to Uncovering 33.3. Come on in and join me. Whether you're relaxing at home or driving somewhere, anytime, anywhere, I just want to say welcome. Before I get started here with today's episode, let's take a moment and let's pray. Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment, for this place, and for every ear that is listening. We invite your presence into this conversation. Let your truth be revealed, your love be felt, your purpose be known through every spoken word. May hearts be open, minds be renewed, and lives be touched. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Now, this is just the beginning, the very first episode of our moment together here on Uncovering 33.3. Whether you felt led to listen, whether your curiosity brought you in, or you're just showed up on purpose, I believe you are here for a reason. Now, this is something bigger than me. I am grateful to be on this journey with you. My name is Janelle Black, and again, I couldn't be more excited to have you joining me here today on our very first episode of Uncovering 33.3. Now, let's get started. Now, you may be wondering, what's this all about? Where did the name come from? What can I expect? Those are all very good questions, and I'm glad that you're asking. Now, first, you should know this. I really do love Jesus, and I also have a heart for you. That's right. Yes, you, the person who is listening right now. I want you to know that you can have all the things of the world. You can have money, success, relationships, accomplishments. But at the end of it all, if you do not have Jesus, or if you're missing Jesus, you are going to still feel empty and you truly are missing it all. And all I want is for you to know and love him the way I do. Now, I'm here today to walk with you to create a safe space to talk about it. And in case you're wondering who's behind the mic, I will say this. I am not perfect, not even a little bit. I've walked through many different seasons. I've walked through anger. I've walked through bitterness, unforgiveness, doubt, loneliness, and I felt overlooked. I felt unseen. I felt unheard, unwanted. My worth was questioned. And what I'm going to tell you is that the best thing about it was not only the community that I was around and that I was a part of, but my relationship with Jesus that changed it all. Now, I want to say that it isn't about a religion. It's not about a checklist, and it's certainly not about trying to do life yourself. It's simply about putting him first and having an encounter with the one who created you for a purpose. He completely transformed my life and sought me out. He changed me. He moved me. And experiencing his presence was something that I thought I knew, but I didn't. It was about the relationship. It was about my relationship with him, not a relationship like my dad's relationship or my friend's relationship. It was truly my relationship. And I will tell you that that shifted everything in me. Now, you may be thinking, oh, great, here we go. This is one of those podcasts. However, I will say this. This podcast isn't about preaching. It's not about pushing anything your way. I just want to share what's real, offer you some encouragement, and create a space for you to explore faith in your own way. At the heart of this, my mission is to be a beacon of light, a reflection of Jesus's constant love in a world that often feels dark and completely disconnected. Now, if this podcast
can reach or offer even one person a sense of hope that they are known, cherished, and they are never alone, then I know I'm walking in my purpose. And what is my purpose, you ask? That's very simple. It's to remind you that you are seen, that you are heard, and you are loved, that your voice matters, that your presence has value, and you are never meant to walk through this life alone. Now, this is just the beginning, and I cannot wait to see where this road takes us. So you might be wondering, where did Uncovering 33.3 come from? What's the story behind it? Let's talk about that. The inspiration behind Uncovering 33.3 came from the book of Jeremiah. This Bible verse in Jeremiah is often referred to as God's phone number. I don't know about you, but I've never heard of it as God's phone number. But the more and more I started to dive into the word and to this verse, yes, it's God's phone number. So let's take a moment and let's read it together. It says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Wow. Isn't that powerful? Think about it. Every time I read that verse, every time I say it again and again, I'm reminded that it's not just a verse for us to memorize, that it's more of a promise. It's personal. He takes it personal. He's literally saying for you and me to talk to him, and he will show us things that we couldn't even imagine. Thank you, Jesus, is all I have to say. Thank you, Lord. In a world today that feels heavy, where we often feel overwhelmed, overlooked, unseen, our Creator, the person, the one who holds it all, says, "Call to me and I will listen." That means he's not distant. It means he's not silent, that he's waiting for us, longing to connect, and he's ready to speak if we're willing to listen. That is incredible. He's waiting to hear from you and from me, and he's eager to speak. The real question is, are we listening? God is always inviting us deeper into a deeper relationship. He wants us to go to a place where we truly know that he knows us. He wants to remind us that he's always right next to us. He never left us. He never forsake us. He wants to reveal his promises. He wants to answer anything and everything of the mighty things it says in that verse that we do not know. He is not withholding from us. He's simply waiting for us to open our eyes to the deeper truths, to unveil his plans to his kingdom and his understanding. Now, through prayer, he gives us insight into not only our lives, but to his will and to the world around us. He wants to show us and experience the depth and fullness of it all. Now let's talk about prayer for a second. I can say so much about how much prayer has impacted my life and just how important it is to speak to your Heavenly Father consistently. I will say prayer is one of the most important ways to communicate with him. Now, I also want to say that we can get so focused on prayer. You know, it has to be a certain way. We have to do it a certain time. It's a checklist. It's a ritual. It's got to pray like that person, or I got to pray like this. And it's simply a conversation that's raw, real, and so deeply personal. When we open up to the Lord and we come just as we are, ready not only to speak, but ready to listen, that is when our relationship with him changes. Remember, prayer is a real conversation. It's a connection. It's where you personally bring everything to him and lead it at the altar. Now, I will say that when I pray, I bring my fears. I bring my gratitude. I bring any question to the one who knows it all. and I speak to him just as his word says, with intentionality and with gratitude. And all of these things in how I pray has grounded me and reminded me, even in my lowest of lows, that I'm never alone. And the beautiful thing about it all is that our Lord responds. He assures us he will answer. Now, when you do pray, you are not speaking in void, and you do speak to someone who's listening, not just your audible voice. He also hears the whisper and even the things you cannot even articulate. He answers, whether it's with peace, whether it's through a person, whether it's through a tug that's immediate. The biggest thing that's the most important of it all is that he answers. The real question, as I said earlier, is, are we listening? Because he answers in small voices, which means we have to seek him in the private, quiet place so we can hear him. So, hey, before we go, I just want to say this. Maybe you've been curious. Maybe you've been struggling. Or maybe you've just been wanting more. Wherever you're at, I want to invite you to take that next step. Doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to look like anyone else's journey. Just take a moment, breathe, and talk to the one who created you. Tell him what's on your heart. Ask him to bring you closer, to come closer, to fill you up, to guide you in ways you may not even expect. If you're ready to dive in, or if you've just been looking for a space to just be real, I'm here for you. We're in this together, and I promise you don't have to walk this road alone. Let's uncover more. Let's grow. Let's learn, and let's draw closer to the Lord. So if you feel this, hit follow, subscribe, share this with someone who may need it, and let's walk this journey of faith together. You and myself were made to uncover so much more. So let's do it together. My name is Janelle Black, and this is Uncovering 33.3. Until next time, know that God is calling you deeper, and he sees you, he loves you, and you are loved beyond the shadow of a doubt, and you are never meant to do life alone.